A ballot initiative aimed at protecting Alaska's salmon habitat is kicking up a controversy. Environmental groups say it's a needed step to protect Alaska's most iconic and lucrative fish. But the state, many industry groups, and several Alaska Native corporations are speaking out against it. If Alaskans are confused about what the ballot initiative would actually do, that's understandable. That's because both sides can't seem to agree on how it would affect future development in Alaska. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk dug into the details.
At a Stand for Salmon event held in Anchorage this fall, supporter Arlo Davis collected his first signature.
Wonder if you'd like to be my first signature on my booklet.
I'd be very happy to.
Right on.
All right, thank you.
As he signed on, Kevin Illingworth said, like a lot of Alaskans, he thinks protecting salmon should be a priority.
I know the importance of salmon to our entire state, not just any one group or individuals, but to all of us.
That was just one of 32,127 signatures Stand for Salmon's organizers need to pin down before mid-January to get it on the ballot. And that's not the only hurdle. The state thinks the initiative is unconstitutional and is challenging it in court. Here are some basics. The initiative assumes all the state's water bodies are habitat for salmon and other similar fish species, unless proven otherwise. If a project will significantly impact salmon habitat, it's put through a much tougher vetting process. And importantly, the initiative gives the state more power to stop projects altogether. Industry groups hate this initiative. This is Deantha Crockett with the Alaska Miners Association, speaking about Stand for Salmon at a recent conference.
We don't believe this initiative is standing for salmon at all. We think it's shutting down the state economy, communities, and our way of life.
Other industries and Native corporations banding against the initiative use similar language. They say it will set, quote, near impossible new standards, unquote, for development. Take a big proposed mining project, like the Pebble Mine or the Donlin Mine. Those mines are in areas with salmon habitat, which isn't unusual in Alaska.
Probably most large mines are going to somehow impact fish habitat, and that's unavoidable.
Richard Milius is former director of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Mining, Land, and Water, and he's against the initiative. In some cases, Milius says, a mine's impact is permanent. According to legal documents filed by the state, the Donlin Mine will eliminate two fish streams forever.
When you're creating a permanent facility that's always going to be there, you can't mitigate that specific stream or restore that specific stream because it's not there anymore.
But Milius says companies can't just walk away and do nothing about it. Today, the state makes them compensate by restoring salmon habitat somewhere else, sometimes in a different water body. The Stand for Salmon initiative would tighten the rules. All restoration, mitigation, or preservation has to be in the same water body that's damaged. If that's not possible, then the project can't go forward. Opponents say that's one reason why Stand for Salmon is designed to block big projects like Donlin, but also smaller ones like airstrips and roads. Stand for Salmon's backers say this is an overreaction. Emily Anderson of the Wild Salmon Center helped write the initiative.
If you actually do take a hard look at this and keep an open mind, you'll see that this shift is not going to be dramatic. It's not going to dramatically impact the way you can and do business.
Anderson argues that in many cases, project builders can avoid permanently damaging salmon streams by putting a mine in a slightly different spot or by using different technology. But Anderson also acknowledges that under the initiative, some projects won't make the cut.
There's a standard in here, a standard of care that says if you're going to substantially damage the Alaska's fisheries, Fish and Game can say no to your permit.
Anderson says this is a paradigm shift for Alaska, but she says it's an important one.
There has to be some sort of upper limit or upper threshold and the ability built into the system for the state to say, you know, this isn't going to work with us.
But there's another significant wrinkle to this controversy, a legal wrinkle. Stand for Salmon's lawyers and the state's lawyers fundamentally disagree on whether the initiative goes against the state's constitution. The question is, does it mean that one state resource, salmon, would take priority over minerals, oil, hydropower, and all Alaska's other resources? The Alaska Supreme Court will have the final word on that this spring. If the initiative wins in court and gets enough signatures, next year it will be on the ballot. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.